This is Charles Fox with UCLAradio.com, and I'm sitting here with Ralph Coleman of Mobley Records, co-founder and co-owner of the record label with Anya Snyder. We're lucky to have the gentleman here with us today to give us a little bit of insight. Thanks for coming, Ralph.
I love California.
Ralph will be playing with Mirko Loco of Cadenza Records at a warehouse party downtown this weekend, as he battles it out and they share their respective labels' newest ear candy.
It's not about a battle, it's more about fun.
It's a good way to put it.
By the way, I don't love this, like, the versus thing. That's like, why?
It's just it's gonna be one hell of a party.
Exactly.
One hell of a party. And if you're into house, if you're into techno, you've heard of Mobley.
Yeah.
They're running the clubs all over the planet. Tell me a little bit about where have you been before reaching LA?
Good question. Where have I been? Berlin, of course, was a very important city in my life. I grew up in Cologne, at one point moving to Berlin, whatever, last 3, 4, 5 years, a lot of things happened together with Anya and Panpot and Zibo K, our main artists are Mobley, and now I'm here. It's not only me, it's all the rest of the crew traveling around the world. That's its story.
For people who have been in a cave or living under a rock and just aren't familiar with Mobley, Mobley Records was started up by Anya Snyder and Ralph Coleman back in 2005, and they're associated with artists including Cibo K, Pan Pot, Miss Jules, Gummy Hertz, Martin Jubala, Martin Lansky, Hector. The list goes on and on until you fill a whole page of stellar DJs and producers. Now, you mentioned a little bit about your background, and I am interested to hear, when and where was your first experience with electronic music?
Oh, that was like probably 15, 16, 17 years ago when I was a teenager at that time. Oh my God, I went to Omen Club in Frankfurt. Maybe some of you heard about Sven Fate, yeah? And he's, for me, like the DJ, and he was also like the teacher for me. Yeah, I was a young guy. I was like just a raver, nothing else than that. And well, I went out, and in a way I got lost in Omen Club in Frankfurt City in Germany, and got my early education in techno music. That's it. That was, by the way, more than 20 years ago? No, 16, 17, 18 years ago.
But what an amazing road that's brought you here. Prior to that experience with Sven Vaith and the early Cocoon development, what musical preferences did you have, if any, before that moment in your life?
In a way, I grew up with like MTV, music television, mm-hmm. radio. I was listening to radio a lot. My daddy was like one of my most important inspirations if it comes to record collection. Because
yeah.
my daddy had a record collection and was like going through. And thank God he was a fan of instrumental music and Kraftwerk. And it sounds stupid in a way, but yeah, in a way he taught me the way.
What made you want to create Mobley Records?
It was an accident in a way.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was a point in my life when I moved to Berlin. I met Anya Schneider and we both realized, hey, we have to do something. And we started to do parties together and they were successful. And then the next step was like, hey, come on, let's do a label. Anya was a radio host doing a radio show and it was not that far away to create a label because she got a lot of demos and so on. So that's the that's the story about Mobley in a way.
If you visit mobleyrecords.de, their website will give you a little tip of the iceberg in the way that rhythm becomes a game while drum beats and acidic squiggles serve as playing chips, puzzle pieces, and rolling dice. The palette's broad, and you won't find better sounding records, honestly. Deepest sub bass and the most crystalline highs.
That sounds that.
It's the work of a PR publicist, and yet
that sounds
I
like
resonate.
Our press info.
It is indeed. It is indeed, and yet I resonate with it as a classical musician as well as an avid electronic music junkie.
I stick to it.
So I think that they're doing good work for you guys in speaking the truth. What do you believe is missing from the electronic music scene or genre that you work with mostly?
It's difficult for us as a label to find new, creative, groundbreaking music, really. Yeah. We get so many demos every day. We get even tracks from our artists, from the Mobley core artists, that sound like presets. We always have to demand more than the Ableton or the Logic or whatever presets. It's very difficult. And so there are a lot of producers and artists who know how to manage the software and to get out something out of it. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
By the way, I'm German, so I'm not so familiar with it.
Your English is great, and I appreciate.
Thank you.
As you must get thousands of demos, there are millions of musicians.
Most of them sound really bad, you know, because this is a big challenge. We are living in an Ableton and Logic and
mouse
native
clicking.
Instruments preset world. That's a problem right now.
You need that discretion as a label head and what's going to push things forward. Now that you've developed such a techno staple and successful record label, what do you think is your next move or project?
Oh my God, so it's a very serious question because Anya and I, running the label, we are really thinking about that every week. Hey, why are we still doing vinyl? Yeah. It is, in a way, a pain in the ass. But we are also, we're loving it. I had this discussion before, like, hey, I'm here in Los Angeles, I just have CDs with me, and I miss something, I don't have vinyl with me. Where's my record case? Yeah, that's a big question. In a way, I'm limited. And this is one side of the story. Now, on the other hand, from the perspective of a label manager, we can't really sell records anymore. Yeah? Nobody's buying that. How do we get our vinyl to the United States, for example, to Los Angeles, to San Francisco? Yeah? Where is the record store who's still selling vinyl? Hey, where is it? So just think about that, yeah, to get our records spread all over the world. Of course, there's Beatport, there are some other digital distribution stores.
There's a lot of secret sauce or planning that you're trying to ask yourself every day. How do you push things forward?
Yeah.
I think what is trickling down to the listeners or what we know right now is to celebrate your 5-year anniversary. That's outstanding. Congratulations. I hear you've got quite the party planned to kick off Sonar in Barcelona.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of things happening. And first of all, we're happy to celebrate our 5 years anniversary. And on the other hand, it's nothing special. Yeah, so I realize that a lot of people, institutions, are celebrating 5 years, 10 years, 15 years anniversary. You know, so we thought it's something special, but it's not really. On the other hand, when we started the label, it was a time when the industry was already going down. You know, so we were challenging a lot of problems in the industry, and we managed to solve that. And this is maybe a reason why we are still there.
So just putting out good music.
Yeah, and not expecting too much, you know. It's like just more about the fun and the passion and like just do what you want. And I'm coming from San Francisco. We were in San Francisco yesterday, and there's another very successful label. It's called Dirty Bird. And I met Barclay Klopp & Stroke last night. It's funny because we started the label at the same time 5 years ago. And we both have the same problems to deal with right now. It's so funny. By the way, thank you very much that you're not asking me about describe your music or something like that. In a way, so your question or what your introduction is leading to, what are we doing and why are we doing that? In a way, it's just like make the people dance. That's it.
I like to use the phrase, you've done your homework and you're sharing your research with us who might not have that time or experience or global exposure. And so for you to touch upon musical themes from decades ago or to bring us the future all together in one party, that's what's most fun for us. You mentioned your travels through San Francisco. You had an event at 222 Hyde. I hear it went wonderful. As you come to LA, is there anything in particular that you love or hate about Los Angeles?
No, the more often I come here, the more I love your city. It's
quite the nexus, isn't it?
It is. For me, it's hello. There, like in the 80s, there was this thing like, hey, American Dream and so on. In the 90s, 2000 something, it was ruined by like someone. But now, again, yeah, I just love Los Angeles especially.
I guess you're still continuing to learn more things about it, or
hopefully
soak it all up.
So LA, California is for me like the place to be, to be honest. I love Berlin. I want to stay there for a while, for the next couple of years maybe. But yeah, your city is not bad.
Oh, we'd love to capture you. So let us know when to tighten the noose. But aside from producing and DJing, what interests you? How does Ralph Coleman relax when he's got some time off?
Oh, I love to be alone. I love to be at my place alone. Okay, I'll tell you a secret. All right?
Okay.
Have you ever heard about World of Warcraft?
Please do not tell me that you're addicted to WoW.
I have a character on World of Warcraft, and I'm playing that game from time to time, okay?
So a little bit of video games, a little bit of alone time, relaxing.
Yeah, I have some friends, by the way.
That's good. Yeah. Good to know.
My friends are the same people I'm working with. It's a big pleasure.
You mentioned Sven Bethe and how much he affected your development in music and inspired you.
I can mention like four or five other names.
Please do. Please do. What are some of the...
Richie Horton, Jeff Mills, Robert Hood, and so on. And so on. But, yeah.
Is there somebody that you would like to work with but have not had the chance yet?
No, because I can do whatever I want. I'm the label dude. I'm not a producer. I think if I have an idea, if I have a vision, I can do that. It's not a big deal, but big thing. But I'm focusing on other things right now.
Now, with the 5-year anniversary, the kickoff to Sonar, the Barcelona rooftop party, tell me a little bit about the EPs that you're proud to present or really looking forward to.
First of all, we just realized that a 5-year anniversary is something special, but of course we are proud. So we asked all our artists to do something and deliver this track. And so all in all, we have like 15, 16 tracks together right now, exclusive tracks for the 5-year movie anniversary. And it's a compilation, and that's it in a way. We are starting the whole thing in Barcelona. It's I don't know what is like Barcelona Sonar Festival. What is your perception of that? It's like as an American, for us in Europe, it's like a big thing.
It's distant, and yet if anybody owns a connection to the internet, they need to realize that is a cauldron of creativity. And
it's not that bad. So it's a big fun definitely. And in the last 3 years, we tried to establish a very unique mobile party. And it's happening on the rooftop at Hotel Diagonal. It's something very, very, very nice. Very luxurious. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, like, if we could only be so lucky that maybe you'll make a few recordings while you're there and share it with the rest of the world. Maybe as just a teaser.
We have this year we have a camera team there.
Excellent to hear. Excellent to hear. You mentioned the compilation that we can look forward to on Mobily Records. Are there any specific... debuts or artist releases?
So everyone is providing a track. Panpont, Sybil K, Anya Schneider, and even like some of our like, older friends, Woody something on Mobily, and Daniel Schifanik. Everyone. That's the idea. Like, just like, hey, come on, let's do a 5-year anniversary fun thing.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning some of the specific artists, because it is a bit of a struggle in the States to learn of the good taste and to find the right avenue. Mobily Records is how you do it. You're going to march upon 5 continents with your 5-year celebration.
That's our idea, yeah.
In the course of your growth from a small label to such a techno giant, have there been any particular lessons learned in the business or production side of things? Countless, I'm sure. But what seems to come back into focus much more often than that?
That's a giant question. You know, like I can tell you like a million things right now, but maybe it's better I keep it.
That was an unfair question. Yeah, true. With gratitude, thank you once again. Welcome to Los Angeles. Please enjoy yourself.
I hope that you liked my music. Did you listen to it, by the way?
I loved it. So, longtime fan, I hope those of you out there listening will do your homework and find out about the gospel they share with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to coming here again. Every time, Los Angeles, California, it's like, it's for me the big thing. I love it.
One more time, I'm Charles Fox, and this has been an interview with Ralph Coleman of Mobley Records. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right now you're listening to an exclusive mix that Ralph Coleman made for us, UCLAradio.com. My name is Charles Fox, and this is Electronic Frequencies. Please enjoy.